Again, good morning to all of you, and again, happy feast day, celebrating the feast of all the saints. Our veneration and reverence for all the saints extends way back, actually, right from the very earliest times of our church. Really, our veneration of those who have gone before us has its roots and extends way back beyond that. Certainly the Jewish people, the Israelites, had great reverence and respect for their fathers who have gone before us. And they're very conscious, not understanding totally, but they understood that they've gone to a better place and are with the Lord. Didn't understand it, nor do we understand the afterlife. But yet, we know that with death, there's no end. Life just really begins for those who have faith and are in eternal life. But really, from the earliest days of our church, in the old cemeteries of there in the catacombs, they called it, which were caves under the city of Rome, there we find, and tourists are led there, and they can see inscriptions on the walls of these tunnels or catacombs where the people, the Christians, were buried, the martyrs for the faith. They can see inscriptions of prayers, faith among us all, now, and consciousness that for those who have died, life, it hasn't ended, it merely begins. And there awaits them an everlasting dwelling place. They're saints. And there's a communion. You know, we believe we're a family, huh? And we have brothers and relatives, and really, we're all tied together. And especially as in the communion of saints, where we call that the body of Christ. And through our baptism, we become members. So we are all saints in that sense. But that sainthood doesn't end with death. We believe in the communion of saints in eternal life. And they still are very much alive and active in their thoughts and their understanding and their of us who continue our journey of faith. So we then, right from the earliest time, have had special veneration and reverence for these people. And there are ones who have special reverence to, and they have been given the title of saint, capital S, Saint so-and-so, Saint Joseph, Saint Lawrence, and on down through the line. And memories of these people have been kept alive from the very beginning. Sometimes we don't have much knowledge of their lives, the details of their life, but legends have kept their name very much alive before us. And stories about them, Saint Lawrence and Saint Cecilia, and just all, so many of them. And then all the way down to the recent times, right? Just last week or 2 weeks ago, the Holy Father canonized 7 people and made them saints. And Saint Paul VI, he was a Holy Father 40 years ago. The Pope of the Church, he's canonized that day. And Saint Oscar Romero, Archbishop in El Salvador, and there's 5 others, saints. Brothers and sisters, you know, that who have shown by their way of life just wonderful virtues and way of life, and so they are entitled saints. And we treasure them and their memories. You know, with baptism, it's very common for parents to give the name to their child of a saint. And so that's choosing some particular saint in heaven that means a lot. And hopefully we know something about that saint and can kind of go to that saint as a friend and pray to him for particular needs. Because, you know, they're still in a very special way, our brother and sister, really anxious and caring about the saints. Yes, they're very active and dynamic before the Lord, and they are our intercessors. There should not be any mystery about that. In this sense, you know, we are asked to pray for one another. How often we've been asked if somebody is going to go through a particular need in their life, maybe a surgery or maybe some kind of sickness or on a trip, and, well, will you pray for me? Or we'll reassure somebody who's something's going to happen, I'll pray for you. So we do that among ourselves, and, well, rightly so, praying for one another. Well, if we can do that while we're living as brothers and sisters and friends and neighbors, cannot we expect that of those who are described in today's first reading, who surround the throne and give praise to God? And just multitudes and multitudes, as we heard described in the book of the Apocalypse. Yes, we can, and so we do. So these great saints are just marvelous. But go beyond just those with a capital S. Go to your neighbors. Go to your family. Aren't there people in your life who have really struck you, have been very special, especially in their prayerfulness? They're special in our lives. And even we have mourned their death, perhaps. Maybe it's an aunt or an uncle, a grandmother, a grandfather who is, you know, always special because you just witness they were prayerful people. And so, you know, in a sense, they still, and they really are, praying for us. So this day we remember all the saints, those countless people around us, and are mindful of them. And so, too, we are recognized to, you know, our, and we recognize them. You know, at funerals, often people will speak about them, giving some kind of eulogy, and I think that's appropriate because they're seeing some beautiful, good things and remember. Sometimes I think it's better to give a eulogy while the person's living than after they're dead. I remember Father Jack Jennings. He was a wonderful priest. He was a pastor of Sacred Heart Parish in Tacoma for a number of years. And actually, he was a good friend of mine. He lived next door to me where I live now in one of the units for retired priests at the Palisades Retreat Center. Anyway, Father Jack Jennings recently died. He was 92. But anyway, wonderful guy. But I remember him telling me this time that he had a funeral, and we have funerals, and maybe we have a funeral of some, they call us, come to the funeral home. The person is dead and gone now, and they'd like a priest come in. The person perhaps wasn't going to church regularly, or you've never heard of the person, didn't know him, but we represent the church and represent the prayers offered for this. It's a good and thing to pray for those who have gone before us. And that's a quote from the Old Testament, matter of fact. So we are mindful of those who have gone before us. As a matter of fact, tomorrow is Feast of All Souls. But anyway, this priest was, and he didn't know this person before him, but he, you know, gave some general thoughts about her. She was a wonderful person, no doubt, and people remember her, blah, blah, blah. And then somebody from the back of the church stood up and said, just boldly said, that ain't the person I knew. But really, we can always find good things about people. And the Feast of All Saints, we should remember and pray for those, all of us, and we can pray for one another. So anyway, today is the Feast of All Saints. And I guess it's a thing to remind each one of ourselves that we are made, each one of us made to the image and likeness of God. That each one of us have dignity and are worth, really worthwhile in the sight, in the eyes of God. And each one of us can sing in our own way, as Mary sang, my soul magnifies the Lord, And my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. And so together now with all the saints surrounding that throne, and with all those right now attending a Mass wherever in the world, join with the angels and saints as they proclaim the greatness of God together. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.